Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Now then, divine recovery or restoration. Isaiah 42, and well, really, let's begin with that first verse. Now I tell you what, I'm reading this out of the Amplified Classic, so why don't you just listen. Behold my servant whom I uphold, my elect in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him, and he will bring forth justice and right and reveal truth to the nations. Who's he talking about? He's talking about Jesus. He will not cry or shout aloud or cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed he'll not break, and dimly burning wick he'll not quench. He'll bring forth justice and truth. He'll not fail or become weak or be crushed or discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the islands and the coastal regions shall wait hopefully for him and expect his direction and law. Thus says the Lord God, who created the heavens and stretched them forth and spread forth the earth that... and that which comes out of it, he who gives breath to the people in it and the spirit that walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you the Messiah for a righteous purpose and righteousness. I'll take you by the hand and keep you. I'll give you for a covenant to the people Israel, for a light to the nation of the Gentiles, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from the dungeon and those who sit in darkness from the prison. I am the Lord, that's my name. My glory I'll not give to another, nor my praise to graven images. Now, let's just go on down to the 20th, let's go to the 20th verse. You have seen many things, but you do not observe or apprehend their true meaning. His ears are open, but he hears not. It was the Lord's pleasure for his righteousness' sake, in accordance with a steadfast and constant purpose, to magnify instruction and revelation, to glorify them. But this is a people robbed and plundered. They are all snared in holes and hidden in houses of bondage. They become a prey with no one to deliver them, a spoil with no one to say, restore! No one to say, restore! No one to say, recover! Restore! Restore! A year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, divine recovery, divine restoration, divine restore. And I had the Lord say to me that day, I'm saying restore. Yes. And he said, I will restore everything that COVID stole. I will restore all the economy. I will restore it. If somebody will go and join me and say, restore.
Restore. Restore. Amen.
Lord.
Restore. 1 Samuel 30. Praise God. Verse 8, I'm still in the Amplified. David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them? The Lord answered him, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them without fail, recover all.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Recover all. Pastor George reminded me of that. Well, in the message he preached Sunday. Recover it. You will. You'll get it all. So I hear God saying to him, when is this going to happen? Today. Go get them today. It's done.
Yes, yes.
Since he said, you'll recover all. Hey, that's today.
Yes.
And that's when it happened.
Yes.
They had a forced march. A forced march. Now, those of you maybe not familiar with military terms, that means you don't quit till you get it done. You don't quit till you get it done. Patton, World War II. Bad situation in Bastogne. This is the Battle of the Bulge. Bad deal, worst weather imaginable. The worst winter in 50 years of records. General Patton told General Eisenhower, he said, I will pull my troops out and we will go to Bastogne. I'm paraphrasing that. And we will take care of business. General Eisenhower said something like, well, all right, when can he leave? Now. Now, be reasonable. No, I'm going now. Your troops are already worn. Yeah, but they'll do it. He pulled a bunch of tired troops and on a forced march in the worst kind of weather you can think of, and they pushed it and pushed it. And they got to Bastogne. I was in the army with a man that had come. He had gotten out and he had come back. Well, he'd been out long enough that he had to go through the basic training again just to get back in the groove. And then he went from there to duty. And he and I were very good friends. He was at Bastogne. And he was just a kid when that happened. And he pulled his shirt open and showed me one day. He was bayonet ripped from here all the way up to about here. And there was another guy carried him out. I said, Campbell, why are you back in here? Because he said, I love my country. He wouldn't quit. He wouldn't quit. Glory to God. Praise God. Somebody give the Lord praise. Now, divine prosperity. Proverbs chapter 10. Amplified. The blessing of the Lord, it makes truly rich, and he adds no sorrow with it, neither does toiling increase it. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. It makes it. Well, I'll tell you one thing. I make $479,321 a year. I'm a self-made man. I make deals. Is that right? Mm-hmm. You're making the deal. That's right. A fella told me one time, he said, I'll tell you, if I wasn't making so many deals, I'd go broke. He was so far behind, so far in debt, he's having to make deals to stay up trying to pay his debts, and he eventually did go broke. He's making the deal. The blessing of the Lord, it makes it. The blessing, the blessing. It's the blessing of Adam. It's the blessing of Noah. And then it comes down to the blessing of Abraham. And praise God. Hey, the blessing of Abraham has come on the Gentiles. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. Praise God. Hallelujah. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
Hallelujah.
And sickness and disease and poverty is under that curse.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, that was just for the Jews. Now, wait a minute. Just for the Jews? Stop. Hold it. Jew is short for Judah. Jesus came from the tribe of Judah. The Apostle Paul was of the tribe of Benjamin. Why are they not called Bens? That's something else that the Savior brought into being. Isn't that wonderful? No. It's not the blessing of the Jews. It's the blessing of Abraham.
Amen.
And we're his descendants.
Right.
For in Galatians, book of Galatians again. And if you belong to Christ, if you be Christ or if you be in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and what? Heirs according to the promise. Not sub-heirs. Joint heirs. Ah. Gracious and grace and goodness and the wonders of his goodness. He's given us heaven. He's given us the earth. He's given us his name. He's given us his word. He's given us his blood. He's given us his life. He's given us all that he has. And all that he is belongs to the body of Christ.
Amen.
And we never quit. We never quit. Praise God, we never quit. I'll close with Ephesians 5. One and two, and here's the key. Be ye therefore followers of God. Now hang on just a moment. You're going to like this. Therefore, oh, don't do that. Therefore, be imitators. That word follower, it's mimic in the Greek. Be ye therefore imitators of God. Copy him. And of God? We're going to copy God? How do you mean you can copy God? You can't copy God. Yes, you can copy God. that's not right. You just go around copying God. Steve, I want to point to you again. Now, you're a flight instructor. You get somebody in there, don't you intend for that student to copy everything you do? He better or she better stick that thing up like a dart. You want them to copy everything you do to the point they can do it as well as you can. Or better. Yeah. You hope they do it better. And then you just keep copying the rest of your life. You just keep striving to be better. And you go back to recurrent and you get in the simulator. I'm going to fly that thing better this year than I did last year. And simulators don't fly good. They're real skittish. You look off a little bit and it goes off in the boonies. You get in the weeds somewhere. This is what they're supposed to do. What am I doing? When I was trying to learn how to ski, I never was any good at it. Gloria just shoot, 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 shoot. I did my best to copy my instructor. I'm doing my best to copy Jesus. I'm just doing my best to imitate him. How do you imitate God? Be imitators of God. Copy him. Follow his example. As well, beloved children, imitate their father and walk in love. That's the key right there. That's the key. That's the key. Now, I'm going to say something to you that most people have no understanding, can't understand how this could be. Very, very, very close friend of mine. He's in heaven now. F-100 pilot, flew in the Mystic Squadron. Later, he and I, you know, Steve, compared to those guys, I don't know how to fly. No, you know, Pete Ford, Pete, the top guy in F-15s before he left the Air Force, and close friend, and he's on our board now, one of my favorite of all people. Compared to Pete Ford, I just waller around in the sky, you know. These guys are good. And, yeah, shadow Ford. That means he gets on your six. It's like trying to get rid of your shadow. Anyway. And Hugh, there was a mission plan. Well, I'm getting behind him, ahead of myself. He started having a dream. Kept dreaming it over and over and over to the point where it was just about to drive him nuts. Well, this went on for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, and it finally quit. The mission that they were assigned, they said, you could have as much as 50% casualties in this. This is bad. They came off of the tankers, went in, and he was telling people where gun emplacements were, I'm flying that dream. He didn't lose anybody. The guys that got shot down, he knew where they were. But now let me tell you what he did. Now, he's a born-again guy. He wasn't spirit-filled at that point, but he knew God. And he considered himself like a warrior like David, and you can't kill me. Now, they would go in and they would bomb, just rip runways apart. And the minute they're out of sight, thousands of Chinese would come in there and they'd fix the runway. It'd be operational again in a few days. And he said, I lay in my bunk at night figuring out what I need to do is kill a bunch of those Chinese. So he said, I laid there in my bunk figuring out a way to kill those people. So he said, we went in and bombed, but he said, I had my second squad waiting at altitude. When all the Chinamen got out there, he said, we went in there. So then he came out of the Air Force and he was having problems. He started to go to with their airlines and he was really having problems. And he went to my mother's prayer group. And George, mother laid hands on him. She said, young man, there's a spirit of murder on you. And he said, at first I thought, that woman's crazy. She said, there's a spirit of murder on you. You laid and figured out how to kill a bunch of people. He said, I did it. I hated those people. And he said, she cast that spirit out of me. And he said, it was like such freedom. How can you fight a war and not hate people? Let me explain it. You have to be covenant aware. Pray for those that despitefully use and persecute you. I am in covenant with Gloria Jean Copeland to take care of her, cherish her till the day we die. And I'm going to do that. I have a covenant with her. I'm very covenant-minded about it. But you come to hinder her. No, I don't hate you. God loves you. I love you because I have to. But I mean it. I'm not in love with you, but God loves you and I love you. I don't hate you. I'm not going to let you hurt her. If it comes to it, I'll kill you graveyard dead and sleep like a baby. Because I know what the book of Numbers says. Not the soldier's psalm, but the soldier's promise. You go to war armed by me. And I'm paraphrasing. And you take out my enemy. You will return. And you will be guiltless before God and before the nation. Don't you wish a lot of guys had known that? What that would have done, that gets rid of the PTSD. If you know how to bleed for it. And you just don't let that happen. I'm not, no. I go right there in the book of Numbers. And I'm... I love you. Because God loves you. I don't hate you. But if I have to, if I need to protect my wife or to protect my country, I'll take care of business. I don't like that. Thank God I never had to do it. I was in at a time when there wasn't a war. Irritated me. I love this country more than I love my life. And I didn't have a war. That's my message for tonight, and I approve of it.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Click Start Here to unlock answers on where to begin your faith journey. You'll find links to our most popular content and an overview of what KCM.org can do for you. Start there and don't stop exploring. Find a Bible-believing church home with the Find a Church feature. At KCM.org, we want to answer your questions, encourage you daily, and help lead you on the path to victory in your family, finances, emotional, and physical health. With things to watch, read, pray, and speak, KCM.org meets you where you are.
This has been a great week. Brother Copeland took the word of the Lord he received about 2021, the year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery, and then taught us how to apply that to receiving by faith today. Faith is now, and we receive it today. Because of Jesus, we have an inheritance, and we are in a position of victory. We have His name, we have His word, we have His blood. It all belongs to the body of Christ, and we, as believers, never quit. Now, if you missed any of these broadcasts this week, you need to go back and watch it on KCM.org or on KCM's Roku channel. Now, every Friday on the Believer's Voice of Victory, as you know, is Offering Day. And I want to read to you again from the book of Galatians, chapter 6. Verse 6 says, "Let him who has taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." Now, if you've been tuning into this broadcast all this week, you've heard the word. You've heard it straight from the word of God. You've heard the word of the Lord concerning this year that we're in now. And as believers, when you hear it and you receive it and it takes root on the inside of you, that's good, but that's not where it stops. We then go back before the Lord and say, okay, how do you want me to sow into the word that I've heard? That's where partnership comes in. That's when you and I take our God-given assignment to make sure that this word that we're hearing doesn't stop with us, but it gets into the lives of people all over the world. And those of you who are partners with this ministry, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know that partnership has benefits. You have seen that as you've sown in faith and love and done your God-given assignment to preach this gospel alongside Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, you've seen that that obedience has opened up a door for God to go to work in your life, your family, and your finances. So partners, we love you. We thank you. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are praying for you all the time. This ministry is praying for you and declaring the blessing of the Lord over your life. If you're not yet a partner with this ministry, let me encourage you. Find out if you've got an assignment. Find out if the Lord would have you play a part in preaching this uncompromised word of faith all over the world. And when you become a partner, like I've already said, there is prayer coming from this place surrounding you going into your life and your family every single day, because prayer really is the foundation of KCM. And when it comes to their partners, there is no exception. There is prayer over the partners involved at every point of contact, every email, every mail, every phone call. And when you sow into this ministry, you're connecting with a ministry that specializes in faith, in preaching and living and believing by faith. So partnering with KCM allows you to draw on that anointing to operate in your life. Father, we thank you for the giving of the people today. We call them blessed in Jesus' name. Thanks so much for watching, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for your faithful support. To give by text, text the letters KCM and the amount to 36609.